It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we're headed to California.
I've been there once.
And not just California, but the adventures of California, or California Adventure. However you want that to go down.
All of California's adventures.
Yes, so you're going to have a really, really easy time figuring out this fun fact.
Oh, man, no pressure, huh?
Yeah. So, Jeremy, in California, where can you find a reference to either The Rocketeer or Hollywood Studios, depending on who you believe?
Brad, I've never seen The Rocketeer.
So you've been to California one time and you haven't, but you've been to Hollywood Studios.
Yes, I have been to Hollywood Studios.
And therefore you definitely know where Hollywood Studios and The Rocketeer are going to intersect, and thus you'll know where both those would intersect with California Adventure. This should be real easy for you.
No, man, I hate that you said it's easy.
No, it's not easy at all, dude. At all. It is so hard. It is so hard. I would never in a million years figure it out.
Okay.
But that's why I like to sit on this side of the fun facts and not
also because I've never been to California Adventure. I've been to Disneyland, but we did not go to California Adventure. So, I've seen some videos of Cars Land, and I've seen some videos of Mission Breakout. That is my California Adventure knowledge. All of it, right there for you.
So, Jeremy, since you haven't been to California Adventure, and you've yet to mention Buena Vista Street, which would be the entrance to California Adventure, we're going to assume you have no chance with this fun fact, okay?
Yeah, that's a totally fair assumption.
And so we're just going to talk about the mailboxes on Buena Vista Street.
I am deeply familiar with those mailboxes.
Yes, the mailboxes on Buena Vista Street.
My favorite mailboxes.
So apparently, if you go walking down Buena Vista Street and you see this white building with a small staircase, if you walk up the staircase, you'll see some mailboxes for the residents of this building. And on those mailboxes, you will see E. Valiant, which is...
Somebody from The Rocketeer.
Nope.
Somebody from Hollywood Studios.
No. Eddie Valiant from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Exactly. That was going to be my
next
guess.
Your next
guess. I wish you weren't so rude and you had let me finish because that would have been my next guess.
I can just be a mean, mean person sometimes. Yeah. T. Ogilvy, who I will say nothing more about because I know, Jeremy, eventually you will definitely get to T. Ogilvy.
Yeah. The lead character from The Rocketeer.
Still not there.
Somebody from Hollywood Studios.
Still not there. Would you like to be saved before this becomes a 20-minute fun fact episode?
Old Tim Ogilvy,
yes,
dentist
Tim
to
Ogilvy.
The stars.
That's him.
DDS.
Either Tim Ogilvy, DDS, or Theodore Ogilvy from the Apple Dumpling Gang, your favorite series
favorite
of films.
Show? Films.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Let me go ahead and let you know those are films. And actually that character was played by Don Knotts. So does that help you out at least a little bit?
Barney Fife. Yeah.
There you go. And then we move on to P. Peabody.
P. Peabody?
P. Peabody.
Is that from Rockin' Bullwinkle? Was Peabody's first name Peabody?
Was that guy's name Peabody? Is he like Mario and Luigi Mario?
Or Wilson in Home Improvement?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of first name, last names. No. Again, this is the one that, depending on who you believe, can either refer to P.V. Peabody from The Rocketeer.
This is The Rocketeer one?
This is The Rocketeer one. Or it can also have something to do with Hollywood Studios, Jeremy.
Peabody. Peabody Award?
No. Jeremy, this is the one that you're actually going to feel bad about.
Is that a citizen of Hollywood?
There you go, Jeremy. Percival Peabody, the officer. That's Citizens
officer
of Hollywood.
Officer Peabody.
There you go.
Yep. Okay, so Brad, I need to let you in on a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
Up until the Percival Peabody thing, I have been lying to you about knowing what any of these things are.
Because you have known what all of them are?
No, because I have not.
Oh, okay. Because here's...
And it was a clever ruse on my part to make you feel like I did know.
Can I let you in on a little secret?
Sure.
Your ruse was not nearly as clever as you thought it was.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
Oh, so yes, depending on which of those. So you've got Eddie Valiant from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Theodore Ogilvy from the Apple Dumpling Gang, and
Barney Fife.
Yep. And we're going to go with Percival Peabody because we like Citizens of Hollywood more than we like The Rocketeer.
Indeed.
I'm assuming, considering Jeremy hasn't seen...
Have you seen The Rocketeer, Brad?
I have seen The Rocketeer, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I could not tell you that Percival, or excuse me, P.V. Peabody was in The Rocketeer at this point in my life.
On that one, but...
Nope, I have seen it. And then the fourth name, which this is, you know... We try to stick with no bummers, but you know, when Disney puts a bummer in, and it's not really a bummer. I think it's pretty cool. But the fourth name is S. Yoshiwara, and S. Yoshiwara, is actually referring to Stacy Ray Yoshiwara. And apparently Imagineering put her name on the mailbox because she was a former Disney cast member who passed away during Buena Vista Street, the work being done on it, but she wasn't, she didn't actually get to see the completion of Buena Vista Street. So they put a reference to her there on Buena Vista Street so that she could be remembered. Like I said,
it's nice.
It's pretty cool though that they, you know,
yeah,
put a little,
I like that,
a little shout out in there. So next time you are at California Adventure and after you've watched the Apple Dumpling Gang and The Rocketeer, and you've visited Hollywood Studios to see Citizens of Hollywood and Percival P. Peabody, you can go to these mailboxes and say, I know who these people are. Or if you're like Jeremy, you can just put on a really clever ruse.
We learned from this that I'm pretty good at it.
That's right. I mean, he had us all fooled. And I think that does it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can find us on Twitter at MTM Podcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.